With Bob Ferguson almost singularly focused on suing President Trump, now is an even better time to replace him with an attorney general that will actually focus on the state of Washington. Joining me on the line ahead of Tuesday's primary is attorney general candidate Brett Rogers. Brett, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me back.
So you originally ran as an independent. And when you and I last spoke, you kind of made the commitment to not being seen as an ideologue or becoming one, and now you're running as a Republican. So what changed?
So I forget the date you and I spoke last, but in December, another Republican announced, Matt Larkin, and I had to sit back and really examine things. You know, I'm a political outsider. This is my first time running for office, and having Bob Ferguson as the incumbent and having a declared Republican, I really saw no path at that point for an independent candidate to advance the general. Mm-hmm. Now, I've never tried to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. None of my policies or positions have changed. I just simply refiled as a Republican to make myself more competitive.
So then why did you think you were more competitive just running as an independent, assuming there was no Republican in the race?
Right. Well, so Bob Ferguson and the Democrat Party as a whole have moved so far left, I firmly believe that they're leaving many voters behind. And there are people on both sides of the political spectrum that, for whatever reason, we don't pull levers anymore, but will not pull the lever for the opposite party. So I thought possibly as running as an independent, if there were some of those Democrats, they would be willing to take a chance on an independent. As my policies and my views do lean right, I would hope that the Republicans would back me as well.
So to be clear, are you a Republican outside of just this particular race?
Well, I've long voted person over party. I know that will probably rankle some hardliners on both sides. They'll probably rub them the wrong way, but I've long voted person over party. I am a Republican now. I did vote for President Trump in 2016, and I fully intend on voting for him in 2020.
So what's an issue that the Attorney General right now, Bob Ferguson, is ignoring as he focuses on President Trump?
There are so many, but I think first and foremost on everybody's mind should probably be the coronavirus. I really believe that Jay Inslee has dropped the ball and is at this point harming more people than he thinks he is helping with his COVID response. I personally believe that that his phased reopening plans and his original stay home order were unconstitutional on a few fronts. And Bob is supposed to work for the people of our state. Now, if I were in Ferguson's shoes, I would have advised Jay Inslee up front that I believe that his orders were unconstitutional, and that if he did continue to move forward with them, I would have challenged him in court by now, not waiting for the people to file suit against the governor.
Let's talk about some of those mandates. The mask mandate, is that unconstitutional?
Well, I believe it is. You know, medical advice and medical treatment should be between a doctor and a patient. The governor should not be coming between that patient and doctor relationship. As far as I'm aware of, there have been no scientific studies to prove or establish that cloth masks do anything to prevent the transmission of COVID or any other virus for that matter.
Well, there's definitely studies to suggest that a cloth mask of some kind can cut down on the transmission of the flu. I mean, that definitely exists. Now, I think it's fair to say that there's no coronavirus-specific study that's long-term, obviously, because we've only known about the coronavirus for a few months. And so at some point, at what point would you step back and say the emergency powers during a pandemic or an epidemic, whatever, a public health emergency, does give some pretty significant powers to the governor, and that's not necessarily unconstitutional versus, or a constitutional issue versus a legislative one?
Right, but the fact of the matter is that Jay Inslee has been picking winners and losers throughout his response. Who can go to work? Who can get medical treatment? I don't know how much time we have, but just as a real quick example, just in King County alone, we have about 2.2 million people here. Daily hospitalizations have been in the single digits since mid-May. Daily deaths in King County have been in the low single digits since mid-May. Yet we still have this lockdown, and these onerous restrictions. The American Cancer Society predicts that, or estimates that 25 people in King County will be diagnosed with cancer every single day, and 9 people will die of cancer. Now, one of Jay Inslee's edicts early on was the restriction of what he called elective medical procedures, and that included cancer screening. So we have people out there walking around with undiagnosed cancer that should be getting treatment by now, and unfortunately may contribute to some of those cancer deaths.
Brett Rogers is joining me on the line. He's a Republican who's running for Attorney General. His website, BrettRogers4AG.com, and it's all spelled out for F-O-R, BrettRogers4AG.com. In King County, there is this move to prosecute even less crimes than they currently do here, which is saying a lot. What role could you play in addressing that?
That's a great question. I'm very glad you asked this. So one of the things that the governor of the state can do is, if in the governor's opinion, the local prosecutors are not doing their job or not doing it well enough, the governor can direct the attorney general to start prosecuting local crime. And I would really like to see that happen in Seattle, King County. If we can get a like-minded governor and attorney general elected and that were to take place, I would love to come into Seattle, King County, start enforcing the law, start prosecuting crime, start holding people accountable and putting them behind bars if that's where they belong. Now, I'm a limited government kind of guy, so the answer to everything isn't send in the state and run roughshod over the local authorities. However, I would like to think that the people in this area have been held hostage to high crime for so long now that if they could see what it looked like when we actually start enforcing the law again, that they would in turn put pressure on the Dan Satterbergs and make them start doing their job or kicking them out of office. And that, at that point, the state could step back.
So how much of what you would like to see happen depends on having not just you in office, but also a Republican in the governor's seat and at least one of either the House or the Senate in control of the Republicans? Because as you know, it's incredibly unlikely that Republicans win everything. So how much, you know, do you need other politicians, be it a Democratic governor or a Republican Senate, to get behind you?
Yeah, you know, ideally, Republicans would take over some of these other positions of power.
Ideally,
the governor's
yes.
Mansion.
For sure.
Yes. Right. But, you know, the AG's office is an independent constitutional office, independently elected, unlike the federal system. So the AG does have certain powers independent of the governor and independent of other branches of government. One of the things that I think has gone by the wayside with the one-party rule is the system of checks and balances. You know, we should have, regardless of which party you're in, each branch of government should hold each other to account and provide those checks and balances. That's something I will do as Attorney General, regardless of who's controlling the other areas of the government. I will be a check on the governor when necessary, and I'll absolutely serve as a check on the legislature. So if nothing else, I would like to think that I could slow down some of the garbage that comes out of Olympia that seems to come nonstop.
And on that point, you've taken on privacy rights as it relates to GPS tracking for this pay-by-mile scheme from the Washington State Department of Transportation, moving to for every mile that you drive, you'll have to pay some kind of fee that would go into these projects. And for that to work, the state would actually have to monitor where it is you're driving. And so that could either be pushed by the legislature or simply by WashDOT. I mean, in theory, they're both working together on this. How would you stop something like this? And couldn't they just ignore you?
Well, I would challenge them. I would challenge them in court. You know, I've been asked that question before, and we get into this discussion of, well, if the legislature does it, aren't you supposed to back that until a court says it's unconstitutional? In this era of government accountability where we're expecting police officers to turn each other in for minor policy violations, I would like to think people of our state, if somebody inside of government, regardless of what level they were on, sees something going wrong, I would hope that they would want that person to step up and use the powers, their legal powers within their control, to, if they couldn't put a stop to it, at least daylight and bring it to everybody's attention. And that's what I would do as Attorney General. You know, the Washington State Constitution provides more privacy protections for our citizens than the Bill of Rights Fourth Amendment. So I think we would be on firm ground to prevent WashDOT from implementing that.
The candidate is Brett Rogers. The website, BrettRogersForAG.com, B-R-E-T-T, Rogers, F-O-R-A-G, BrettRogersForAG.com. Brett, we wish you the best of luck as the ballots get counted starting on Tuesday. Make sure, folks, you get your ballots sent in postmarked by Tuesday, 8 p.m. We recommend if you're going to vote on Tuesday, just drop it off at a drop box. Brett, thank you so much for stopping by. Best of luck.
Thank you, Jason.
You're listening to The Jason Rancho. Again, BrettRogers4AG.com to learn more about this campaign. We're going to jump into the big local when we come back right here on KTTH.